Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Well, welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always, especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you to our good friend Rich Galen. Rich is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 11 years as a great member of our Brain Trust. He's the publisher, the writer, and the cost accountant over at Mullings.com, the thrice weekly cyber column that I've encouraged you to read now all these years. And he is a political operative. And he spins to the right, as he said, he is of the Republican persuasion. We're going to have his Democratic counterpart a little bit later in the week on the show. Rich Galen, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Who's my Democratic counterpart?
Oh, Bill Brandt. You know Bill.
Yeah, sure, of course.
You guys were on together a while back, and so we're going to have him on, I think, Wednesday. He's going to be on the show. Hey,
yeah,
Rich.
He's pretty smart guy.
Yeah, he's smart. He's a very smart guy. So, you just got back from what was the 68th commemoration of D-Day in Normandy,
yeah.
And you went over with your son. Would you tell before you went over, I made you promise to come back and tell us about how that was, and now you're fulfilling that promise. And tell us what happened.
Well, it was one of those things that my son's 36. He's not 12, but he's been a World War II buff since he was just a kid. And for literally decades, we've talked about going over for D-Day. And, every year something comes up and we forget or it just never happened. And this year my wife said, one of you is going to die and it's going to be you and you're not going to go and you're going to regret it for eternity. So she organized the trip and we went over there and there was an additional activity. There's the central character in Band of Brothers. Is a guy named Dick Winters. Ended up being Major Richard Winters, although
right.
At the beginning of the book, he's a second lieutenant. A group of folks from Rhode Island got together and decided that there ought to be a commemorative memorial to him just off Utah Beach. And for 2 years, they've been working on that, raising money. And
Can I stop you for a second, just in case there's somebody listening who nodded off in history or maybe. I don't know. I could think of some sarcastic things to say, but just give give some of the folks in the audience just a little bit of history who might be, say, under 35. What do you think?
That is so true. The Allies invaded, or so landed on the beaches of Normandy on June 6th.
Northwest France,
and it wasn't where the Germans expected them to land, by design and by guile, they in fact sent General George Patton up to northern England to pretend that he was organizing the invasion to go up there because it's a lot shorter distance across the channel. But but it came to pass that they pulled it off. It was called Operation Overlord. There was something on the order of 73,000 men in the first wave. That thousands of ships, books, miniseries, all kinds of things.
Right.
The longest day is probably the most famous.
And Omaha Beach became the infamous beach, the immortal beach, maybe I should say. All right, so now go back to your commemoration because I only got a minute and a half. I want you to tell us how you felt as you were going through this commemoration.
I'm pretty good at this. I've read a lot about it, and I've read a lot of books, and I really thought that I had a pretty good grasp of it. But actually, standing on Omaha Beach at low tide, which is when they landed, and seeing like a quarter of a mile across the beach, which didn't have mines
right.
and didn't have barriers and didn't have people shooting at me, but just the consideration of what it took to get off those boats, run across that beach, and as I wrote in my column, not knowing if they're going to last one more step, much less one more day.
Yeah. Yeah, because the bullets that were coming at them were so far away that they would not hear the bullet that hit them. It would
that's
hit
right.
them
they, that's right.
before they
that's
even...
Right. They would just...
Yeah. Well, the emotion, I can imagine the emotion. I remember going to the Vietnam Memorial the first time. I wasn't prepared for the emotion, Rich.
Yeah, that's right. That's a very good comparison. That's exactly what I felt like. Like the first... It's just sort of overwhelming.
It was overwhelming, and then, yes.
I know we got to go, but the spending time at Toit du Hoc was even more memorable because of the unbelievable difficulty.
Let's never forget. Study this. Think about these people. Let's never forget them. 22. Stay with us. Right back with Rich Galen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.